continue on this thought. And if the kingdom kids is ready, y'all can take off. And I want to talk on this thought, and I've been building my case, and I want to talk to the young people. That's who I'm targeting. I'm talking to everybody, but I want to talk to you. I have lived a good life, and I'm going to keep on living it till my time is out on the earth. But I made a lot of mistakes, and I don't want to magnify that, but I'm just telling you, if someone had told me earlier, there would have been some things I wouldn't have done, some things I wouldn't have said, some places I would not have gone, some deeds I would not have done. But when you don't know, or when you think you're your own boss, or you can do what you want to do, it's going to cost you. And it may cost you dearly. Amen. You can do things to cut your life short. You can do things to cause you to live a miserable life. And that's not God's will. That's why he sent Jesus. So we can live the good life. Have the good thing. And live the best, have the best, and praise him the best. Amen. But when you try to pattern your life after the world, you're headed for a sure fall. And sometimes people don't recover. Hello? Did you hear what I said? Sometimes people fail to recover. But if you get on the right track and live that way from start to finish, you can say like Paul, I fought what? A good fight. I did what? Kept the faith. I finished my course. Now I'm ready. I thank God for the life of Paul and all the apostles and believers, but especially Paul. He lived a life that he wouldn't quit. Nobody could discourage him. Pressure didn't stop him. If anybody stoned me and I come back to life, I don't know if I'd go back in that city. And Paul went right back in the city where he was stoned and said, look at me. See, y'all can't kill me. And I thank God for such an example in the Bible. But Jesus is my ultimate example. Amen. Because he paid the price that none of us could pay. Amen. And then when he called me, he had to work with me, and he's still working on me. But boy, he had a job to do, you know. I said job to do, he did, because I was messed up. And I never thought, I said, Lord, I can't do that. I didn't want to be disobedient. So when I made him that promise sitting on that log in Vietnam, and when he talked to me, when he said that, I didn't argue because I knew what I told him. I said, shame, mistakes, ignorant, I'm going. I don't care. I'm going to do it, Lord. And I tell you, from that day to this day, he has helped me. And I want to help you. And I asked him to do so. I want my life to be a living sacrifice. I don't want to live just to exist. Hallelujah. I want people to, if I He can use me and my wife to be a help to people, then that's what we're here to do. Hallelujah. And so, what are you framing your world with? You gotta live one way or the other. If you breathe in air, you're gonna live with Christ or without him. What kind of material are you using? What do you want tomorrow when you get to tomorrow? You ever thought about it? Do you want trouble that you can't handle, or do you want life you can live abundantly? Do y'all hear me this morning? Are you depending on your own strength, or do you have the strength of another? I like what Pastor Tracy says, more to me than you see. You don't see all what with me and helping me. You just see me. I got more help than you think. Way beyond that. Hallelujah. So what are you forming, saying, kind of ringing a little bit. What are you saying? What are you doing? Now listen to what the scripture says. Give me Luke 6:45. Listen to what this scripture says. Luke 6:45. Let us all so we can see it. Thank you, Jesus. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth what? That which is good. And evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. And out of the abundance of the heart, what speaks? Your mouth can be your thing that causes you to go over, or it can be your ruin. We say a lot of things on the pressure. We say a lot of things out of ignorance of the word of God. But Jesus here telling us a good man. Who is a good man? A good man is a man that have the life of God on the inside of him. And when he mentioned good man here, he's talking about mankind. Man, woman, boy, and girl. Amen? And so, out of the treasure of his heart, his mouth speaketh. And your mouth is what releases the words that you believe with power. Say it again. Your mouth is what you releases what's in your heart. And if you have the word of God in your heart, when it comes out, it has the power to create what you said. In the beginning, God did what? Created the what? The heavens and the earth. How did God create it? God said. Then, we said this before, what happened? He said, God said, let us make man, didn't he say? Notice what he said. God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, right? And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowls of the air. Matter of fact, he just said, let them have to, so we can get to where we're going. He just said, let them have dominion on this earth, rule this earth. That's what he said in so many words. He said, anything on here, anything on the earth, you control it, you rule it. We don't realize who we are in the scope of things that is in a broad way. We kind of see ourselves, you know, pretty good in just looking at ourselves. But we're here to dominate. Jesus came here for us to dominate, take control, and stop a lot of stuff to go on instead of just talking about the trouble. Now, there'll be some things that will go on because of evil, but you don't have to let it run over your household. We can decide what goes on in our city, town, and community. We don't have to let the rapists and the drug dealers and all them run rampage over our people. Train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he's old, he will. You want some good weapons? Train your children to be God-fearing children. Fill them with the word of God instead of letting them be filled with videos and audios and what I'm trying to say, YouTube stuff, and getting on the internet. You can find anything on there. Let the word become number one. It's all right to get on there when you know what to look for. But if you don't know what you're looking for, you need to stay out of there. Hello, somebody. Because it'll cause stuff, see, Satan, you need to know his tactic, and I don't want to talk about him too much, but he need to be exposed. Number one tactic, if you hadn't learned this, his number one tactic is through your flesh. Because your flesh has no resistance to anything. I know that myself. If I turn my flesh a little, remember yesterday we had a repass at the other church, other building. I saw all the chocolate cake on that table. My flesh, I want every piece. If I turn it loose, I would got every piece. Man, use your authority today. Get the cake. Then next week you say he's in the hospital. No, I don't. See, what are you going to do about your world you live in? Do you know the purpose of why you're here? Anybody listen to me? Have you found out why you're on the earth? Are you here just to cause trouble? Are you here to bring blessing to people? Well, if you're here to bring blessing, you have to stay in contact with the blesser. And you're going to have to know how to let the blessing flow through you and not damn them up so you just get them and that's all. I was just reading the scripture, and it would tell it, that scripture saying, you always put other before yourself. Boy, that's a hard thing to do for the flesh. Because the flesh is saying, me and myself and I. Hello? That's a hard thing to do when you are more body-ruled than spirit-led. Hello? Hallelujah. So a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. Hello. Proverbs 15:2. Give that to me. Proverbs 15:2. Y'all pop them up there. There you go. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge how? See, the tongue of the wise, if you wise, you make your tongue use knowledge right. And you know you don't need to be speaking all this stuff when you got the knowledge of God. But if you don't know it, you'll say it and you're setting yourself up for a catastrophe, for a disaster that you can't hardly afford. Hello, somebody. You can't afford it, really. But the tongue of the wise use knowledge aright. But the mouth of the fool does what? Pours out foolishness. And you think it's funny. That's what the flesh said. That's what ignorance tell you. That's so funny. Oh, man, you cool. You don't know you're a fool. And it's going to catch you down the road. And when it catches you, you don't know how to get it under control because you messed it up. You framed that thing. And you can't, you're not able to get rid of it before it brings destruction to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody getting any help this morning? Proverbs 12:23. We're talking about framing your world. Framing the world you want to live in on this earth. Hallelujah. A prudent man does what? Concealeth knowledge. But the heart of fools does what? So a prudent man, a diligent man, a responsible man, a man that takes responsibility, conceals knowledge. But the heart of fools proclaim foolishness. And it's funny while you're doing it. And Satan, your flesh, and Satan have you thinking that you're having fun. And you don't know you're destroying yourself. God had laid out a path for you to travel on, to be successful. And you destroy it with your mouth, speaking food. I never have anything. Boy, they always get the good jobs. You don't need to say that. If there's a good job out there, I'm going to get it. If you're making money, that's what I do. I got wisdom from God to do it. I know, y'all, I know we did this. I say it again. When the Lord put in my heart, I just didn't jump out there and do it. But we all agree. But when we started out putting this building up to worship God in, boy, my flesh and all the doubts you could gather, I wouldn't entertain it. And y'all, thank y'all for y'all believing with me. But I put my hand to it. We're sitting in a miracle. I don't know if y'all know it. You don't drive out in the country and find building to this magnitude, to the glory of God, of course. With just a few people that put their hand to it. And we said it. And we kept saying it, and we kept doing it, we kept doing it. And I'm going to tell you something else. Y'all can sit there and look at me. Those chairs you see that's not don't have people, they're going to be so full of people. If you don't want this, ooh, God got some stuff in my spirit. I got to get it out. I got to preach this. I tell you, I don't guess Bill mind me talking about him. I'll tell you, one guy inspired me. There are a lot of people that have inspired me and inspires me now. But that Bill Winston, bless his heart. Oh, When we realize who we are and stop letting our tongue be our enemy and make it be our friend. Make it be what it ought to be to get us where we need to go. Are y'all listening to me? A prudent man conceals knowledge. See, he knows not to put knowledge out among fools and unbelievers. You conceal that. Because a foolish man, all he want to do is talk foolishness. Huh? But a good man, a wise man, will get that knowledge and he'll use that knowledge right. Hello? Are y'all hearing me today? Hallelujah. Now listen to this. A prudent man will talk about and takes thoughts that will lead him or her into a prosperous future because they understand the importance of words. Let me read that again. A prudent man will think about and take thoughts that will lead him or her into a prosperous future because they understand the importance of words. Your words will take you where you need to go, get you what you need to have, keep you from the evil. Hello. Cause you to rise above the circumstances. Cause you to live a victorious life. Now, I want you to understand this. I need to pause and say this. When we talk about living healthy, living wealthy, living strong, living long, you need to understand that I'm not telling you, have you thinking that you would never die? Because the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die. I don't care how good you live, one day you're going to die. What I mean by that, your body going to stop. Where you live to get 70 years old, or where you live to get 120 years old, or whether you live to get in between there and where or below. One day, you're going to leave this earth. But in the meanwhile, because it's fouled up, it's full of evil, God is telling us how to live victorious. Because Jesus brought us life, and he blessed us every way a man can be blessed so we can live victorious. But if we use words wrong and don't get a knowledge of what we're doing, we'll get destroyed. And not live the life that God has set for us to live. And people begin to say, ain't nothing to you, God. That's what they'll think. I'm doing just as good as you are. Hello, y'all. Anybody here? But when we stand out, because we are anointed. Hallelujah. We don't let money be the determining factor. We let the glory of God on our lives. We don't let things determine who we are. We let the power of God, the life of God, and that we live victoriously and we are full of those things. We got all the money we need. We're living healthy, we're living strong. When temptation comes, when burdens come, when all those things come, we don't fall apart. We rise up and we take authority over those things, we stop them. And people look and say, wow, they'll see that. But we just act like the world is falling. In time a little trouble comes, we fall apart too. Hello? Jesus said that in the last days you're going to see plagues and earthquakes in dire places. He said that, didn't he? Wars and what? Rumors of war. Aren't we saying that? Aren't we seeing that? But what did he say to us? But it shall not come nigh thee. Why? Because I frame my world. But those people in what, Basel, we got to get the gospel to them, but that's the answer to it. Those people in Haiti, this dying of starvation, it's because of the gospel not being preached. The truth of the word of God. Jesus brought life. Jesus still can feed 5,000 in the desert. He still can do it with two fish and five loaves of bread. He just needs somebody that'll believe him. Y'all ain't witness to me too good, but he still can do it. You say, you sure? You sure, Pastor? I'm absolutely sure. You know why I'm sure? He said, I'm the Lord. I change not. Jesus Christ, the same when? Yesterday and how many days? Today and what else? And forever. He still can do it. Christian Fellowship Church and all the other ships, if any other ships is in here. It's time for us to rise up and do the impossible. Believe God for the invincible. And stop limiting yourself to $5. And thank you, Rich. Or thinking you are just so down on the list and so poor you can't do anything. You need to tell yourself, I am a man, I am a woman of God. There's nothing I can't do that God called me to do. I find his purpose for my life and I fulfill it. God, I walk in the purpose of why you put me on this earth. Are y'all listening to me? See, all these other things are distraction when it's not the will of God. God got the perfect plan for your life. And in that perfect plan, you cannot fail. You cannot be defeated. Glory to God. He talked to me, gave me, I saw, and I didn't see it all, but I got some glimpse of while I was on my, and I'm not going around telling God, put me on the sick bed so he can talk to me. Now I'm not, don't you go out here saying that, say it then. He just talked to me. He had me to understand your assignment is not over. Pastor Jimmy Jones hadn't fully preached yet. He's getting ready to preach. Hallelujah. And Jimmy Jones not looking for anybody to approve him. And I'm not trying to get somebody else approval. I know who said, I know who sent me, who called me. And I'll go where he tell me to go. Are you hearing me? And say what he tells me to say. In love. I want to emphasize that. Hallelujah. So people can discover by revelation from the Spirit of God who you really are. You know in some measure, I know in some measure, but I don't fully grasp who I am in Christ to the magnitude he want me to get it. Did y'all hear what I said? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So in order to get there, we must understand the importance of words. The word of God is a word that can't lie, can't be changed, can't fail, you can't take from it. It is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing else but the truth. it'll work for anybody, anyone that will believe it. It doesn't matter how you got here, what's the color of your skin, what side of the city, town, or community, whatever you, what side of the city you were born on, what hospital you were born in, or how you were born, wherever. It doesn't matter. This word will work for you if you're working. Hallelujah. And God will lead you in every walk of life if you let him. You can get to know God at an age that you are older when you come to know him. You know God know how to educate you? Don't you know he knows how to teach you? It's good, young people, to get an education because you understand how things work. You know 2 and 2 is 4. And not 3 and 5 is 6. You understand what I mean? Then when you have basic knowledge and understanding, then when God talks to you, because you have developed your mind, and take that mind you develop and renew it with the word, then you're available for God to use in a great way. Because when the anointing gets on it, it changes everything. Let me go on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if you get all that education, then talk like a fool. You become an educated what? Going around destroying stuff when you ought to be blessing people. Hello, somebody. I say, hello, somebody. And see, young people's, because see, I've been young. And I know you you're young and you don't know much, but you think you know everything. And you haven't had experience in life. You just know what you know, and you think that's all there is to know. Come on now, and then if you don't get the right direction, you are head off in the wrong direction. And Satan will oblige you. You know what the word means, oblige? He will make sure that you get what you, while you're out there, he'll make sure you get all that information and that stuff, and it'll cause you all kind of trouble. But if you understand and allow the Spirit of God, because listen to me now, allow the Spirit of God to reveal to you the importance of having a knowledge of God and a revelation of that knowledge in your heart, it'll make you different from the world, because the world don't act like that. They don't believe like that. And they'll say you are. They'll say you're foolish. Yeah. They say you don't know what's going on. But they don't know. You may be their lifeline. Right. You may be the very one God raised up to save them. Yeah. Hallelujah. So frame your world. Hallelujah. Proverbs 15:28. A righteous man does what? The heart of the righteous study to do what? The heart of a righteous, now listen to what they're saying. The heart of the righteous studies to answer, but the mouth of the wicked. Are y'all gonna get this? How many millionaires and billionaires we got in this church? Are you just gonna sit on the sideline? Wait for somebody to bring you something from the welfare. Are y'all listening to me? How many of you have you ever thought about it? God, I'm the next millionaire in this church. You ever thought about that? I am the next millionaire. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is ready to pull out some things. But our thinking got to get beyond where we are. Because we're thought because of. And don't listen. Do not allow society and what you're around put you in a box. Don't let them make you determine what you're going to be, how far you're going to go. You let God talk to you because God want to talk to some people. Right here in this church, right here in this community, right here, he's talking to me. He said, don't you back off from preaching my word. Never have. Now I got in. I'm like Lester Summerall. He had his garage had two doors. Push the button, it raise up, he drive in. When he get up in the morning, push the other button, he drive out. He never put it in reverse. He didn't believe in going backwards. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So what are we going to do? We're going to take over. That's what we're going to do. Stop saying who's in charge. No, my God is in charge. I'm here to bring change. Satan, you're not going to have my children. You're not going to have my grandchildren. You're not going to have this community. And then do something about it. Talk is cheap without action. Hello, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter, let's see, can we get this one in? 1 Peter 3:15 in the Passion Translation reads. 1 Peter 3:15 reads, but what? But giving reverence, honor. Reverential honor in your heart. To who? The anointed one. And treat him how? How do you treat him? As the holy master. And when someone is holy to you, sacred, you don't treat him any kind of way. And I know we're reading from this book called what? The Bible. Isn't that what it said? These are written words telling us about the living word. And this is what the living word is saying to us. So don't just read it as though it's just something written on pages. This Jesus talking to us right here. We're having a conversation. We're getting a message from Jesus, the head of the church. So don't treat him as the holy master of, don't treat the holy him as the holy master of your life. Don't treat him any kind of way. And if anyone asks about the hope living within you, always be ready to do what? Explain your faith. And when they ask you why are you living like that? Why, how do you do this? And they're going to ask you for sure. You can tell them, I did it by faith. Because see, a lot of them got stuff they did by scheming, lying, cheating, mugging, and all other kind of stuff. But they say, how do you, and when God take you and cause you to excel and go beyond them, they're going to look at you. But long as you sit over here like a little old blind, ignorant, whatever, they're going to call you a little ignorant nut. Now, listen. Listen, I need to say this, and I say it with all and with respect. Now that Kenneth Copeland, and others. I'm just going to use him for example. He's in the billionaire status. You know what they call him? Call him a fraud now. Because he got beyond what they can do now. It's so sad. Other believers are saying that about him. It's sad when you have that. That's why I say you got to get rid of ignorance. So you don't get involved, because you're going to hear people saying, yeah, it's all to them. That's all they want is money. I wonder what Walmart wants. I wonder what they want. Have y'all ever thought about it? But all they want is money. You see how the devil tried to throw that? You ask them, what do you want? Why are you working? Why are you on the job you're on? What you working? Just go out there and give them a free day to work, or a week's work, a free month, or however you. That's you working free. They don't give you anything. No, when they offer you a paycheck. No. I ain't gonna take that. See, they try to put the guilt trip on you, so you won't want any money. We supposed to have it. We're supposed to be rich. We're supposed to be loaded. We're supposed to be wise. We're supposed to rise above the average person, because we don't serve an average God. Well, y'all listen to me. Hallelujah. I don't care who you are. Do you know Jesus? Have you made him the Lord of your life? Well, then let him be Lord. Lord, Master, he rules and he reigns with authority. He's king, and we are in a kingdom that has no end, that has no limit. And we need to understand we are a kingdom people with kingdom authority, that whatever we call for, the king provides. We don't have to wonder, it's there. It's there. And we need to know, I can call for that angel that'll help me get it. Because sometimes they have to plow through stuff that's in the way. Like Daniel, he called for some things. Gabriel finally got there, said, Michael had to help me because I run into some complication. Prince of the Persians withstood me. Helped me up for 21 days, but I'm here. Hallelujah. He said, I'm here. Here it is. This is what you call for. And I'm telling you, God is God. Stop putting God in a box, y'all. Let him be God. Let him be real. When you share this good news with people, and see, it helped me to see, because I'm going to stop it. I got a certain time I'm going to stop, and I'm just going to stop. When you go through things, it helped me. When I was reading, I read many times, and not that we publicize or push or emphasize on or make a doctrine out of this. This is what some people do. But it helped me when Epaphroditus was sent to help Paul, and it's in, you find in this, I don't have time to read it today. You find it in Philippians chapter 2. Just read the whole chapter, you'll find it. And Epaphroditus, Paul said he got sick and he was nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him and helped him, and he got healed. And he said, "Lest I have sorrow upon sorrow, I was able, because God did that, I'm able to send him back to you. You can receive him with more joy, because God brought him back." And see, Satan attack anybody he can get an opportunity. And that's what he's doing. When you start walking in this, he's going to start trying to attack your mind. He's going to start trying to attack you and tell you stuff. You got to rise up and say, no, this is not who I am. I'm a new creature. I'm a born again, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, tongue talking believer in God. And I do this every day. And I glorify my God. Hallelujah. And see, he wants to use that. See, that if he was so holy, why did he get sick? I want to ask you a question. If you were so powerful, why'd you let him loose from you? He got healed. I got healed. I'm standing here looking at you. Hallelujah. Because he didn't want me to preach this message to you this morning. But God wants you to be encouraged. Are you hearing me? That the best is yet to come. You have not seen God's best. You have not lived in God's best. You not have experienced the best of God. He got some stuff he's going to do in you, through you, with you, and for you. Hallelujah. There are young people that are desperate and need the glory of God, the blessing of God, the power of God, and they're going to get it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Jimmy, why'd you preach yourself happy? I don't know. But glory to God. Woo! I just got to talking about your goodness, Lord. And it made me happy. Woo! Glory to God. Hey, somebody. Hallelujah. Still in 1 Peter 3:15, I need to read 16, then I'll quit. God is calling for you. Rise up, my children. First Peter 16. With gentleness and respect. This is talking about sharing your faith. With gentleness and what? Respect. Maintain a clear conscience. So that those who what? Slander you will, for living what kind of life? A pure life in Christ. Will have to do what? Lie about it, because they they're trying to slander you. They'll be lying about you. They will do what? Lie about it. Lie about you and will be what? Ashamed because of their. God want to raise you up. Yeah, they just stole it. No. Let the IRS and every kind of yes come and investigate. God gave it to me. God opened the door of increase. God gave me the wisdom for this invention. Hallelujah. And people are paying me for the good and service that I offer them. Are y'all listening to me? And God has blessed it. An increase has come upon me. And I'm blessed. And I can't help it. Ooh, glory to God. Ooh, hallelujah. You want to be blessed? God wants you to experience his blessing. Are you listening to me? He wants you to experience his blessing and can't help it. I'm just blessed and I can't help it. I like that kind of life. Ooh, glory to God. I'm so blessed. Till I just bless other people. That's where I'm headed, y'all. Do I have a crowd of people going with me? Going to welcome. I'm walking in the blessing. I'm walking in the blessing. I'm walking in the blessing. I'm walking in the blessing with power and authority in the name of Jesus. I'm walking in the blessing. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. That we have some young people that will, want to, and will praise God. No cell phone won't be the center of attraction in your life. I gotta get along and spend some time worshiping God. Nobody tell you to do it. You just say, I'm gonna do this. God is so good to me. He's better than a cell phone. He better, you know, young people like I was, they wanted a car. They want that's the first thing they want. Boy, I wanted a car and I want one to run fast. I don't know why, but I always my goodness. And then when I got one that'll run fast, I want to see will it do it. Thank God I'm here, because if it left up to me, I'd been dead. Because I did try it out too, but I promise you I did. And Bo wasn't nowhere around to fix it. Oh, glory to God. Well, oh, Lord, where we go from here? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.